to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, March 26th, 2023, by Ms. Carmen Piggins, Missioner for Ministry with Young People in the Diocese of Michigan.
Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ? We will. The entire congregation makes this commitment each time someone is presented for baptism. Not just the parents, not just the godparents, and not just our Sunday school teachers. We each commit to supporting those baptized as they journey and grow with Christ. When the youngest among us are baptized, it is easy to leave their growth and development up to their parents and their Sunday school teachers. The support we commit to at their baptism can get lost in our daily responsibilities or our other church commitments. It is so easy to see what adults do as separate from what our young people do. You might not see yourself as a Sunday school teacher or a youth group leader, even though I'm sure they'd be happy if you did, and that's okay. But it doesn't get you off the hook from the commitment you made at their baptism. Making our young people and families feel loved and cared for is community work. Today, the prophet Ezekiel has a vision of dry bones that come to life when God breathes life into them, written during a time in which the people of Israel were facing hopelessness and despair as they were uprooted from their homeland. As a church, we may experience this feeling of dry bones. Our children and youth ministries may not look like they once did, but we have this beautiful opportunity to witness and support the breathing in of new life. The chance to focus on what and who we do have instead of what and who we don't have. Ezekiel listens and has faith in the vision that God has put before him. Our God is a God that can bring hope and life to situations and places that might feel hopeless or lifeless. We might not always understand the plan, but much like Ezekiel, we need to be open and receptive to God's vision. In the early 90s, in a small rural Episcopal church in Phoenix City, Alabama, I was the kid that would crawl up to the altar. No matter what part of the service he was in, Father Bill would scoop me up and finish his sermon or continue with the Nicene Creed. When I wasn't joining Father Bill at the altar, I would seek out Miss Lula. My birthday twin by about 60 years and kindred spirit, I always looked forward to spending time with her on Sundays. After a few years of continually inserting myself into worship, I became an acolyte. Arguably less of a distraction, but no less thankful for a rector and community that encouraged my faith. I was valued and plugged into ministries that piqued my interest. After a move in middle school, I found myself in a suburban church across the river in Columbus, Georgia. The children's and youth programming were small but mighty, and I quickly found a new home and sense of community. Miss Erin made our church feel exciting, warm, and inviting, and she put on the best vacation Bible schools and never hesitated to plug us into a new ministry or diocesan events. We were encouraged to find our place in the church outside of the programming that she provided for us. During this time, I found myself continuing to serve as an acolyte, but began to play in the handbell choir. At 16, I was driving myself to church to Wednesday evening rehearsals and loved spending that hour or so with the ladies and our choir director, Mr. Rick. With the inability to carry a tune, the handbell choir was such a welcoming space and a great way to incorporate my passion for music into my faith life. Throughout high school, I continued to develop a heart for service. Father Doug worked to make sure I could attend diocesan mission trips supporting Hurricane Katrina relief and get involved in local interfaith programming. At the time, our youth group wasn't large enough for a trip of our own, but he made sure I was still able to participate. Through a partnership with the local university and faith communities, I further explored my faith thanks to Miss Vicky and Miss Melinda. I honed my leadership skills, participated in service opportunities, asked tough questions, and heard different perspectives. I am forever thankful for each of these adults that took the time. People who invested in me, listened, and cared. That lived out their baptismal covenant without hesitation. That were vessels for God to breathe life into these dry bones. There is great value in programming specifically for young people. At Sunday school, confirmation class, youth group, and camp, I learned about God and what it looked like to incorporate my faith into my daily life. But I am so incredibly thankful that it didn't stop there. Young people are active members of our worshiping community and should be treated as such. Their development and growth doesn't occur in a silo. How can we breathe new life into our young people and their ministries? We are reminded that our God is a God of hope and is with us through all of our changes and our challenges. As the church continues to change, we must acknowledge and include our young people in this process. I am so thankful for those in my life that provided this space and were quick to be patient and slow to provide judgment. Because of the care, love, and guidance of each of these adults and so many more, I am able to stand before you and introduce myself as Carmen Piggins, the missioner for ministry with young people. I have spent the first 9 months in this role on the diocesan staff, getting to know our young people and those working with them throughout the diocese. And I look forward to getting to know you guys at St. Philip's a little bit more and your young people here as well. We have a great opportunity to breathe new life into this work and support our young people as they grow and develop in their faith journey. How can you be the "we will" in the words recited at each baptism? We are all charged with ministering to our young people, and you never know the impact you can have on the young people among you. Work to create space and opportunities for them to be fully participating members. Be the encouragement, the feeling of safety, and person that makes them this place feel like home. Be a Father Bill, a Miss Lula, a Miss Aaron, Mr. Rick, Father Doug, Miss Vicky, and Miss Melinda. Amen.
Amen.